The direct payments are part of a program meant to help farmers who were affected by retaliatory tariffs from China and other countries. Farmers last year didn't get a lot of warning that the trade war was coming. This year, Perdue says they can plan for it, so the bailout will probably not continue into 2019. He says the payouts, which after the second one likely is a penny a bushel for corn and $1.65 for soybeans, were based on how badly each crop was hurt by the president's trade policies.
The goal never was to try to make people whole, and people aren't going to feel whole anytime you've had a disruption in your marketing plan.
Perdue also says U.S. negotiators are looking to build markets back up for next year so that farmers can rely on trade, not aid. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Madeline Fox.